WUKY's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine has the support of the Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. The Pain Treatment Center specializes in acute and chronic pain management to help people live a pain-free life. More information at pain-ptc.com.
WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
We often relegate sleep to the back burner in our busy day-to-day lives. I recently spoke with Dr. Lauren Whitehurst, assistant professor in the UK Department of Psychology and a core faculty member for Health Equity Transformation at UK, about why sleep is not a luxury. Lauren, thank you very much for talking with me today. One of your particular areas of professional interest is a subject dear to me as a somewhat chronically sleep-deprived person. I wanted to visit with you about the overarching theme that you had in a discussion with Jacob Hester of UK Health and Wellness on a podcast. And I think your sentence that I heard over and over again is, sleep is not a luxury. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, first, thanks for having me. And absolutely. So it's kind of my motto that I go by. I think for so many people, we sleep when we have nothing else on our to-do list. It's something that we put off as something that's not important in our daily lives, something that can wait. There's so many things that can't wait. Sleep can wait. And it's also seen in a sense as this, people, working class, middle class people who have so many things to get done. Sleep is, for people who don't have all those things to get done. And so for me, I just really try to put that in the forefront. Sleep is not a luxury. It's a biological need. Our bodies crave it. When we don't get enough of it, our bodies would require more of it. It's not a luxury. It's something that our bodies really need us to do every day so that we can go about our lives well and healthily.
And this, we're talking about sleep as a biological need, right up there with air, food, water. There's something we've just become as human beings, something that we literally cannot live without.
That's right. That's right. I mean, I feel like if anybody could think, if you could get rid of it, you would. But you feel terrible when you don't sleep or when you put it off or, you imagine back to college days trying to pull all-nighters. You feel terrible. Your mood shifts. Your body no longer can do the things to take care of itself. Your metabolic system changes. Your immune system changes. In the kind of world of COVID, there's so many conversations about how important sleep is for regulating our immune system. So we can't do without it, just like all of the other things that we value, right? The things that we care so much about, eating good food, taking care of our body, exercise. Sleep is up there. And I would argue, my career would argue, even higher than some of those things.
Well, anecdotes are not science, but I still remember and tell my students and trainees about being a medical student and on a particular rotation working 36 hours on and 12 off for a month. And I ran to a trusted psychiatry faculty member because I thought I had lost my sanity. I was having auditory hallucinations. And her first question to me was, what rotation are you on, and when was the last time you had 4 hours of uninterrupted sleep? And so very, very early on in my career, I began to think about these particular issues. And aren't there a lot of professions where things are actually codified that you have to have a certain amount of sleep before you can do your job?
It's getting better. There's quite a few scientists who worked really closely with transportation industry. Long haul truck drivers who are driving, many, many distances, now are required to have breaks where they have to stop and they have to take sleep. They have to have an opportunity for rest, because without it, they can no longer perform have the cognitive ability that they need to perform their tasks driving across these long distances. So it's getting better. It really is. I think even the medical industry, residents, there's starting to be more understanding around, rest is so valuable. It's so important that people are doing their jobs poorly, resulting in poor care, which results in you know, danger to patients, but also, you know, things like malpractice suits, right? So there's so many things that are changing in our world around sleep. But the kind of sleep science, the sleep communication, our us scientists getting that information out to the public is now just happening at a more rapid speed. So I would expect to see things change even more in the next 10 to 15 years.
And I'm sure this probably happens to you often where you're at a gathering of friends or some social setting and people realize what you do and what your research interests are. And I wonder how many times people have come up to you and said a variation of, you know, I have this job and then I've got childcare and I'm one of those in-betweeners where not only am I taking care of my kids, but my aging parents. And so I always have to sacrifice sleep. Do you have any sort of pep talks or advice that you give those folks?
Yeah, you know, I hear it so often. I mean, I hear it from my own family members. You know, I sit back and I talk to them and I tell them what I do and what I study. And they're always like, oh, yeah, that's a great one. But what about all of the things I have to do in the day? And, you know, I think part of it is that there are things that we as individuals can do. And the other part of it is that there's things that society has to change and the ways in which, you know, we care for our elderly, we care for those who have come before us. Like that has to, some things have to change around the way that society cares for sleep and how society cares for people so that sleep can then become more of a priority for us as individuals. So I will say that there's some things that we can't change. There's some things that don't move, right? That's true. Jobs, individuals who work night shift, that doesn't move. That's the only time that they're able to work. So there are a couple of tips. One thing that I say is that when you can get sleep, when you have that time in your day to get sleep, really protect it whenever it is. Whenever it is, if you know that, hey, I'm going to have these 5 hours and this is the only time in the day that I'm going to be able to engage rest, really protect it. Try not to put anything else around it. Try not to move it around. Really protect it and make it consistent so that you're doing that same rest every day. Your body will start to get sleepy even before that time comes, and you'll likely start to wake up even before your alarm goes off. So really try to protect that time. And I will also say that do things that are going to be in the favor of your sleepiness. Make sure that you're in these really dark rooms when you can. Turn off all the lights. Really get into a really dark space. There's some other kind of little tips that you can do, like take a hot shower before you're ready to go to bed. That shift in body temperature can also help trigger your sleep. So I try to say that the time that you do have, make the most of it with the acknowledgement that there are some kind of societal or cultural things that we can't shift or move around.
Well, Lauren, before we part, are there any additional thoughts that you'd want to share with our listeners?
You know, I will say that I usually say, like, you know, if you have the ability to think about sleep like you think about all the other things in your about your health that you care about. So if you think about, you know, you want to stay healthy, you don't want to get sick. You think about, you know, you want to protect your heart from cardiovascular disease, heart attacks. You think about the fact that you want to protect your body or you want to manage things like your type 2 diabetes. Sleep is as central and integral to all of those other healthcare needs as, you know, taking your medications, right? All of these things, the way that you take care of your body and yourself, sleep is so integral to doing all of those things well.
My thanks today to Dr. Lauren Whitehurst, core faculty in the UK Center for Health Equity Transformation and assistant professor in the UK Department of Psychology, for talking with us about how sleep is a necessity and not a luxury. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.